Strangely enough, I would say it's a reaction of relief because these days people have been sentenced either to life or to 10 years or 8 years, 12 years. So 4 years and a half, considering the fact that he's already done 3 years, seems a relatively lenient punishment. Of course, Wang Xianzhang has nothing to do in jail. He was a good lawyer. He was a good father. He was a good citizen. And the fact that he's been arrested in 2015 with all the other human rights defenders is extremely shocking. That goes without saying.
Yeah, that basically means that he will be free in 1.5 years' time. He still faces deprivation of political rights for 5 years. But you say it's a relatively lenient sentence. How do you explain this leniency?
This is always very hard to understand. You see that, for example, Professor Ilam Toti, who's been a university professor all his life, was sentenced to life. I mean, so relatively speaking, this is a lenient sentence. Maybe the fact that Wang Xianzhang has become so famous, maybe the fact that China is now in a relatively difficult position with the United States, with the European Union, everybody is criticizing Huawei. Maybe that has pushed whoever decided the sentence to make it sort of reasonable and acceptable by the universal community. Also, the wife of Wang Xianzhang, Li Wenzhu, has received many prizes for her courage in defending her husband. And the sight of this very frail woman with a very small child, he must be now 3 or 4 years old, is also very moving. And everybody, of course, feels sympathy for that very nice little family. Maybe all that has helped in saving Wang Xianzhang from an even worse fate.
As you said, his arrest was part of a larger crackdown against human rights lawyers. How did that whole crackdown affect human rights lawyers in China in general? Did they tend to take less cases, or were they undeterred and went on with their work?
It was amazing to see when so many big trees fell down, all the little sprouts coming out. You saw some young lawyers really immediately stepping in and working for their clients who were also under the repression of the Chinese Communist Party. But what we do observe is that more and more remarkable lawyers, such as Tang Biao, are choosing to live abroad. The family of Gao Zhisheng, for example, another famous lawyer who suffered a whole lot for his doings, still in China under surveillance, but his family fled the way and went to the United States because it was too dangerous for them. So when we look at all the other lawyers, we see that she probably, at least under Xi Jinping's reign, will never be able to work as a lawyer anymore. The Feng Rei Lawyers Company has been closed down. It's very difficult for a lawyer who has been arrested. I don't expect to see them work as lawyers in the near future because the punishment goes on. It's not because you're out of jail that you have become a normal free man again in China.